Hey, are you annoyed and overstimulated when shopping in person? I am. Do you suffer from sticker shock when you see the inflated prices at your local grocer? Yes. Hello, have you actually seen the prices of eggs lately? And heaven forbid you try to eat healthy, sustainable, eco-friendly, cruelty-free, or nutritious foods? It is outrageous. Well, here's how you can cut out the middleman and all that frustration. Thrive Market gives control back to its shoppers and offers sustainable, quality products that stores either run out of or they just don't carry. Thrive Market is a $5, that's right, you heard it here, $5 monthly membership market, and all products are curated to your specific dietary needs and interests. Why wouldn't you try Thrive Market? It's a no-brainer. So click the link in our show notes to get 30% off your first purchase and get a $60 free gift when you become a member of Thrive Market. Why take a chance of missing out on your favorite items and discovering new flavors? Join Thrive Market today. All right, scroll to our show notes, click the link, and enjoy your savings now. Back to our show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Thank you so much for being with us today. The title of our episode is White Flag Sex Addict, The Day I Gave In. And I love this title because it is talking about the surrender. It is talking about the white flag, the I give up, I give in, I surrender, and I release the artificial belief that I can control my sexual acting out behaviors, because this season we are talking about sex addiction and sexual compulsive behaviors. And this surrender part, okay, it is steps 2 and 3. Well, I wouldn't really say 1, 2, and 3 when you're looking at the 12 steps of recovery, right? And it is so important, this surrender part. You know, the first 3 steps, if I break it down real quick, it's I can't, it can, and I think I'll let it. It's basically saying I cannot trust myself to make wise-minded decisions when it comes to my sexual acting out behavior. Why can I not trust it? Because there is so much denial and blinders and self-deception when it comes to any disease of addiction. Because so many defense mechanisms have been built in over time to allow you to continue to hurt yourself in this way. If I didn't deny it, I would have to accept that I willingly hurt myself and others and participate in things that keep me on a hamster wheel in this life. Well, I mean, that's that would be kind of painful. And that's where denial comes in, is to protect us from the pain of the reality of what happens in the disease of addiction. So, how do we accept and surrender? It is really hard. You know, I talked about in a previous episode, like how useful consequences can be to break through denial early on. But, you know, I think it is really important to understand that this denial is there to protect you from experiencing the intense pain, the grief, and the loss that inevitably ensues when you make an intentional decision to abstain from and then recover from an addictive disease. Okay? And so I would never lie to you and say this is not a painful process. We know it's a painful process. That's why you have so much denial around it. But it's also why it's time to wave that white flag that every sex addict has to wave, the surrender flag. You know, just I imagine somebody, you know, behind the bunker, lifting up that white flag and just waving it as fast as they can, coming out, walking to the top of that bunker with their arms out saying, I give up. I cannot live this life anymore. I know I am meant for something more than this. And despite all that this has helped me avoid in the world, it has taken me so far away from who I am and what I am meant to do in this life. So surrender. Please wave that white flag and start to experience the intense grief and loss that comes before acceptance. Okay? You will continue through the process after you wave that white flag to experience intense defense mechanisms. The denial will still rear its head often. You're still going to ask that question, but it's just sex. It's just porn. It's just a little bit of this, just a little bit of that. It's just masturbation. You know, it's just every now and then, right? It's offering me more than it's giving me. You know, I only do it when my wife is pissed at me and doesn't give me what I want. You know, all of these defenses come in. You'll start to hear yourself continue to excuse the behavior, despite how painful it's become for you. You'll make excuses. You'll minimize how bad it hurts you and the people who love you, right? You will deny that is a problem at all. These things will continue to happen. But when you are willing to wave that white flag and wave it over and over and over, you are moving into a place of recovery because you are ready and willing to say, I cannot do this alone. You know, I am powerless over my sexual addiction and compulsive behaviors. I know that I am powerless over them because my life is now becoming unmanageable. It is causing me pain. Okay? It is taking more than it is giving. If it, you still want to pretend it ever gave you something, right? And honestly, for a while, it did give your nervous system quite a bit. So we do. We want to be honest about that. But once you wave that white flag, it is time to ask the question, what protective measures do I need to put in place to ensure that I keep being willing to wave this white flag over and over and over? It is time to put accountability in play. It is time to put therapy in play. Because it's not just about stopping the behavior. If you think that's what recovery is about, you are mistaken. You are sorely mistaken. It is not about stopping a behavior. It is about identifying who you are, what has happened to you, finding your authentic self, loving that authentic self, investing vulnerably in meaningful relationships. It is about a life worth living. And to have that, though, we have to live life on life's terms. We have to make tough decisions. We have to do new things, uncomfortable things, challenging things. We have to be ready, willing, and able to look at things and situations, traumas, and events that everything in our nervous system says, I am not ready to look at. It is hard work. I will not pretend that it is not, but it is not just about stopping a behavior. That's the beginning of it. That's why we talk about abstinence first and then recovery. Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org. Abstaining from a behavior is the first step, okay? It is that first step into I am powerless and that white flag of surrender. I am going to abstain from this, and then I'm going to do the tough work that follows it, that says, I really, really want to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it is, to have a life of meaning, a life of integrity, a life that continues to challenge me and relationships that challenge me. Not relationships that are just there to serve me, but relationships that are vulnerable and challenge me. You know, it really is. It's about reclaiming, or claiming for the first time, your authentic self, investing in self-discovery, and becoming a person of passion and purpose and integrity. I mean, it's like, this is so important. Recovery is for everybody, you know, and people who can identify certain addictive patterns and compulsive behaviors, you know, you have this opportunity and this path to start there. Start with abstinence and then move into the recovery process that we all as humans have to go through to find the life that we deserve, the life that we are called to. Okay, so wave that freaking white flag of surrender and wave it proud. You know, don't just wave it with defeat, wave it with surrender, knowing that you are surrendering something that is not working for you. You know, this is something really to be proud of. All right, so moving into a place of acceptance, it takes a willingness to grieve the loss of something that has worked for you, your nervous system, I'll say, for a really, really long time. So be prepared for the things that inevitably come up. One, to try to take its place, to fill its spot. So maybe it's workaholism, maybe it's codependency, maybe it's food addiction, maybe it's anorexia, maybe it's shopping. Whatever it is, be willing to notice the restlessness, discontent that is living inside of you that always wants to be filled by something outside of yourself. Be willing to put people, places, and things, and programs in place to hold you accountable to your recovery process and get your life back, okay? Or claim it for the first time. But I just want to let you know that that's what this podcast is here to inspire. It's here to inspire, you know, empowerment, you know, and to reclaim and claim for the first time what is rightfully yours. Your life is yours. And while I'm definitely here to say a lot of you find yourselves in addiction and compulsive behaviors and caught up in, you know, the cycle, right? But you are meant for so much more than that. And it is the beginning of a promise for a life worth living. So come with us. Come with us on that journey. We want to take you there. So anyway, all that to say, we will see you same time, same place next time. We want to hear from you. We want you to subscribe and to follow and to become part of our recovery community. All right, so consider that today. Come along for the ride and bring your white flags with you. All right, take care. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Hey there. This is your host, Andrea. I just wanted to ask you a question. Are you interested in being on a podcast? Do you want to share your amazing story with the world? Or are you interested in hosting a podcast yourself? Well, if you are, then we really recommend PodMatch. PodMatch works to ensure that well-suited guests, hosts, and collaborators can find you. With an easy filtering process where you can either match with a potential guest or you can pass. It's that easy. Don't have a podcast? Don't worry. You can be a guest on someone else's podcast and share your story with their audience. It's just a click away. Here at Direct Impact, we love the ease of using PodMatch and all the connections that we've been able to make through their platform. If this is something that piques your interest, tap this episode. Scroll down to the bottom of our show notes and click our link, joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast to support the show. Again, that's joinpodmatch.com/directimpactpodcast.